If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coast side. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
Dog stung by a bee? Here's how to treat it, by Dr. Catherine Ash. Spring is springing forth all over the country. Flowers, grasses, and trees are blooming, and the pollinators are out in force. This is great news for plants, and less great news for our canine friends. Dogs are more prone to being stung by insects than we are, given that they aren't always aware that some of the buzzing, flying insects they love to chase can hurt. The most likely sting suspects are bees, wasps, hornets, and fire ants. As an emergency veterinarian, Dr. Ash has treated dogs who suffered bee and wasp stings, with reactions ranging from very mild localized swelling and pain to anaphylactic shock. These symptoms were sometimes caused by a direct sting to the muzzle or paw, but in some cases they occurred when a dog ingested a bee. It's important to know what is normal and what is not when this happens. The typical dog bee stinging event leaves a dog with a single sting on the muzzle or foot. This is because of a dog's horizontal, four-footed orientation and their innate curiosity. The feet often find the insects when running through the grass, and the curious muzzle will follow. What to do if your dog gets stung? With most stings, there will be a very mild redness and swelling. Your dog may suddenly limp and/or favor a paw or have a red swollen spot on the face. In some cases, a stinger can still be found in the wound. This is extremely difficult to find without a still, calm dog and a magnifying glass. Often, removal of the stinger must be done at the vet's office. You can try to remove it at home, but it may not be possible. Initial treatment for a sting or bite of this severity can consist of rest and cold compresses to relieve swelling and pain. Do not administer over-the-counter medications. These are generally not safe for dogs. If you are concerned that your dog is in significant pain, contact your veterinarian to discuss a pain management strategy. Pet Patrol continues in a minute, but first, a word about Kibbles and Gifts. We have lots of sales this month. Here are just a few. $1 off First Mate grain-friendly dog food. Origin cat food, $4 off small bags. And Pure Vita dog food, $4 off small bags for these as well. Come on into the store to check out all of our sales. And don't forget, we offer home delivery, online ordering, and auto ordering. Just go to kibblesandgifts.com for more information. Kibbles is located next to Safeway in the Strawflower Shopping Center. You can give us a call at 650-726-3700. Back to what to do if your dog gets stung. Your dog may develop hives, wheals, and welts, and these are a moderate reaction to stings. Just like their human counterparts, dogs who have been stung can break out in unsightly hives. These are usually very itchy and uncomfortable. The first sign often noticed is the dog rubbing along furniture or scratching at the face and eyes. The hives may manifest as bright red streaks or lumps all over the body, or be confined to a single place. As long as there is no attendant vomiting, diarrhea, weakness, or collapse, this can be managed at home successfully. Benadryl can be given at 1 to 2 milligrams per pound of body weight. If using a Benadryl product, check to make sure there are no other active ingredients. Some Benadryl products contain decongestants as well, and these can be dangerous for dogs. Benadryl can be repeated every 6 to 8 hours as needed to help with hives. They can sometimes take hours to a few days to completely resolve. Benadryl can cause drowsiness in some dogs, but in others, it can cause excitement. Severe bee sting reactions in dogs. In the most severe cases, dogs can develop anaphylactic shock. In canines, the shock organ is the gastrointestinal tract, in contrast to cats and humans, in which it's the lungs. Dogs in anaphylactic shock do not necessarily develop difficulty breathing. They are much more likely to develop sudden onset of vomiting, diarrhea, and collapse. The diarrhea and vomit can both be extremely bloody. This is an absolute emergency and should be treated as such. Once evaluated by a vet, your dog will be treated with intravenous fluids, epinephrine, possibly steroids, oxygen, and very close monitoring. Diagnostic testing will likely include blood pressure monitoring, blood work, and maybe an abdominal ultrasound. Often, when dogs are stung, it is not witnessed, so it can be difficult to determine the cause of the signs. One helpful test is the abdominal ultrasound. Gallbladder wall swelling can be used to determine if anaphylaxis is the true cause of the signs. Another indicator is that anaphylaxis is a very sudden onset in a previously healthy dog that has just been outside. With rapid and aggressive treatment, most dogs will recover from this type of shock, but early treatment is essential. In some cases, your vet may recommend carrying an EpiPen Junior for future outdoor travels with your dog. Despite having this on hand, any suspicion of an anaphylactic event should prompt immediate evaluation by your vet. Now that you know how to handle a sting, fear of your dog being stung shouldn't prevent you from enjoying your walks together. Until next week, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHNB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khnbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.